Hey guys, so this week on the podcast, we have mermaids on Cape Cod. Sherry is an amazing mermaid. No, just kidding. She is an amazing woman. I came across her on Facebook about 3.5 years ago and fell in love with everything she was doing. She was traveling around on a boutique traveling bus that she had bought, and she was doing shows, and then she most recently opened a boutique on Route 28 in Dennis on Cape Cod. So she's living out her dream of selling beautiful items and featuring some of the most amazing artisans on Cape Cod. So, fins up and let's enjoy. So welcome, Sherry, to the Creative Intuitive Marketing Coach podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I am so happy.
You're always happy. And I think that's what attracted me to you the most, is like your bubbly personality. You're so happy all the time. And your message, I love it so much because we're mermaids at heart.
We certainly are. Even if we're landlocked, we still have that mermaid spirit in all of us.
Exactly, exactly. Because you don't actually live on Cape, do you?
I have a house on Cape Cod, but I grew up on Horseneck Beach. I can't remember a time when my feet weren't sandy, my bathing suit full of sand, my hair crazy, and all salty. I don't know anything other than that.
I love it. I love it. So I'm an original Cape Codder. I moved to Western Mass, but I always find my way back to the sand and the beach. So I'm so excited to have you on. We have a wonderful episode in store for our listeners. So let's talk about your journey and how you got started with your business.
Yeah, sure. Where would you like me to begin? Right from the beginning?
Yeah.
I was a small child on Horseneck Beach. I thought I saw a mermaid. I had a store for 27 years. I owned the old company store in Wareham, Mass. And I was always doing events. And I would pack up my car and go to an event and unpack my car, pack it up again. And it was just so crazy. And I went to school. I went to UMass Amherst for art and arts management. And while I was using it at the old company store with my decorating and my displays and my absolutely exciting visual elements, something was always missing.
Mm-hmm.
So with all the events I was doing a little bit of jewelry design to satisfy that creative part of me as well. I said to my husband, I need something that I can move from event to event with and make things easier for myself. But I'd really like to focus more on artisans and come back to my roots of wanting to share art with people, and not just my art, but everybody's art. So my original concept, and I bet you don't even know this.
No.
Mermaid on Cape Cod. Made on Cape Cod with the air quotes. Because you're all listening, not seeing. So Mermaid on Cape Cod was connecting all these different artisans and different people that did clothing design and jewelry design. And I had all these like great local people in my mind. And I wanted to connect these people. So I said to my husband, I'm going to find a bus. And I'm going, this is what happens in January. I start thinking because everything slows down and I start thinking and I come up with these like grand ideas. So I'm going to find a bus and I'm going to paint it bright turquoise. I'm going to put mermaids all over it. And it's going to be called Mermaid on Cape Cod. And all these artists. And he went, sure you are. Well, 2 days later, I found the bus.
No way.
I did. I made all my social media. I created an Instagram, a Facebook. I created everything I needed to tell people about my idea. And I started getting these amazing women contacting me, asking me if they could be part of my mission. And I had a list of people. And before I even had the bus, before I even had it in my possession, I told people I was going to do house parties. So I had house party booked January 10th for April 15th. I said, okay, April 15th, I'm going to do my first house party. I booked it with this lovely lady, and I didn't have the bus until almost, my gosh, March. I hit the bus in March.
Wow.
So that was part of my journey. I got a bus. I painted her turquoise. And my husband says, well, if it doesn't fail, I mean, if it fails, we'll have a cute camper. And I looked at him. I said, failure is not an option.
No.
This is happening. It's going to be excellent. And it's going to be unbelievable. And I'm going to have the time of my life. And here we are 5 years later.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, the fact that you just made that decision and were like, nope, this is what I want to do. This is what's missing from my life. I'm so excited about it. And that's the thing, as you go along, people are like, you're crazy. You're going to build this in like a month or 2 months. You're crazy. You don't even know what you're doing. But that's the beauty of it, is the unknown.
It's true. Entrepreneurs, they have my appreciation and my respect, because people come up with an idea and they do it. Entrepreneurs, they just do it. They say, this is what I want to do. I'm going to do it. Everyone else who just says that they want to do something and don't, they're missing out. They're missing out on their true calling. And it breaks my heart when I hear someone find all the different reasons why they can't.
Mm-hmm.
Throw away that tea and be like, you can do this. Let's go.
Yes. And you know, and it's crazy, because, you know, I was like the same with like January. I made the decision in the middle of January, after sitting on being a mom for a year and a half. I was like, I'm going to start a business. And my husband's like, what do you mean? What are you going to do? And I'm like, what I've been doing under the table for the last 3 years. That's what I'm going to do. Not the degree I went to for 2 years for. Like, no, something completely different. And he's like, okay.
And how much happier are you? Listen to you giggle just talking about it.
I know. And that's what I want to do. Like you, I want to inspire people to go out and take a hold of their dreams and their purpose and their mission in life. And I love the fins up line. That is like my favorite part of your boutique. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I was sitting down one day with my husband, and he is my biggest fan. He's awesome. I love him. I'm his biggest fan too. And we'll sit back and we'll just talk about our businesses. And I grabbed a beer. It was a Landshark beer. And I put my feet up on the deck and I looked at it and I was like, fins up, baby. He said, fins up, sweetheart. And that was it.
Like, that was just,
that was our thing together. Fins up. And we decided like what we were going to do. And he says, okay, this is your new line for this year. You're going to do fins up. And it became my tagline. It's what I say to all of you guys now. And it's just, I love when people say it back to me. When people see me, then they come in, they're like, fins up, Shaz. It's just, it's like a community. It's growing this little community of people with this little simple tagline that makes everybody feel like they're part of something big.
Yes, yes, exactly. And then you also give back, I think that line, you give back to local organizations, right?
Mm-hmm. We do. We started giving back to the National Marine Life Center. We had a line of clothing that kind of supported the National Marine Life Center, and it wasn't doing enough. So we're rebranding with a couple of local photographers working with me now, and we're rebranding this year so that we can do a bigger impact to help the National Marine Life Center. Because they take in seals, and seals are their big one. And if you're Irish, the Irish believe that mermaids, they're called silkies, that the mermaids all either have seals or were evolved from seals. So the fact that the National Marine Life Center cares for seals is just so like close to me. It just makes my heart super proud.
Of course, also, yeah.
Seal could be like a mermaid's dog, like, you know, me with my puppy. So I really want to support them, and I want to do more for them than the few $100 a year I'm giving them. I want to be able to write them a check for a few $1,000 or more, like at the end of a season. So we're working to build that. And so many people have things that they're connected to. And for me, it's the ocean, and for keeping it clean, and for helping the National Marine Life Center, who's doing so much that I can't do. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's my goal with them.
I love that. I love that so much. I mean, every time I go to the Cape, I always make sure that I have a bag with me, whether it's a poop bag or a grocery bag, and I pick up trash every single time I go to the beach. And I remind my husband too. I'm like, please make sure you bring a bag with you. Like, we are doing cleaning while we're here. This is our duty. Like, You know, people don't understand that the impact they have on our environment. And, you know, even if it's like a wrapper or a cap to a bottle, anything like that, you know, it can really affect the environment. And the worst thing that I found is like a six pack of beer, you know, that the plastic stuff that they put around the bottles. It's, yes. That is so dangerous for the sea life. Oh, we got doggies in the back. Oh my God, this is totally fine. I don't mind this in my podcast because it makes life real. And real. I enjoy it so much. I'm like, last time I had the baby crying in the background.
Well, it's
going
to get real, real in
just
1 second.
Yay, real, real.
Hi, guys. I'm doing a podcast, okay? So to me, just like, I can go upstairs if you want. You can come in and say hello. Come on, you can come say hello. It's okay.
So the family just got home at Sherry's house.
This is real life.
Hi.
Hi. This is my husband, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Nice to meet you.
So what you were saying about keeping the beach clean, we started doing shopper bags for my customer where we no longer have any plastic on the bus. And everything that we're doing is everything we're doing now is giving away the cloth bags and paper bags that can be used. And they're super high quality paper bags.
Mm-hmm.
They will be continued to give again and again and again. And we work very closely with Cape Cod Beer, and they make these unbelievable. So their growlers are refilled, but their container holders aren't plastic. So they're four packs.
Oh wow!
They like recycled material that can vibrate. So that's I love what you were saying about how you go onto the beach and you have to clean that up with them. You don't have to. It just kind of goes back into the ocean. And I know they're working on one right now that it's actually made out of seaweed.
Whoa. So
when it biodegrades, the animals can actually eat it and not get sick.
Amazing. I see why you work so closely with them. I love them. They have some of the best beer, by the way, guys. And you were just there, like, was it last week you were just there?
Oh, Cape Cod Beer, I'm there every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
A merry market, and they're very much about giving back to the community. So they'll do a marketplace where they invite 10 to 20 artists on the weekends in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wintertime, they bring it indoors, and they can host about 10 different artists.
Oh, wow.
Yes, inside.
That's cool.
Yes.
I have yet to get myself down there. I need to. It's so tough to get down there when you're, you know, you have a 2-year-old and you have a business. It's like, whoa.
It's hard.
It's so hard. Go ahead.
Oh, I just said, but so worth it. That's all.
It is so worth it. So I had the honor and the pleasure to come down over the summer and see your beautiful boutique. Oh, my goodness. It was absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you enjoyed your time there.
It's so nice to see the fruits of your labor come to light and to have a beautiful little boutique like that in like the heart of Cape Cod on Route 28. Like, come on.
Well, the bus was doing so well. We had two buses for a while.
Wow.
So we had two buses on the road and we were doing house parties every weekend, and we were pretty much booked from Wednesday until Sunday, from June until August, and then kind of cut back from Thursday to Sunday during the fall,
mm-hmm.
and less at Christmas because it was getting a little cold.
Mm.
We're still out on the road. We're still working. And my husband found the little store front. It was a cottage.
Yep.
And he decided it was the next step for our little business. And now we're somewhere where people can find us all the time, and they can discover us without having to catch us if you can, as our hashtag used to be.
Oh, yes. I remember that. I've been following you now for about, I think, 3 years. 3 years I've been following you. Yeah.
I was hooked. As soon as I found you, I was hooked. That was it. I was like, she's got this beautiful clothing, and you do jewelry, and you do beach blankets and hats and visors and accessories and tank tops. I'm actually wearing, the guests can't, my listeners can't see this, but I'm actually wearing one of her shirts, which is like my favorite one with the Little Mermaid on the back.
I love that. That is awesome.
These are my absolute favorite. Like the holes in the sleeves, they can't see this. I'm like showing it. I'm like, they can see this. They can't. So the holes in the sleeves are so amazing because I do yoga all the time. So it's like perfect because sometimes it's chilly in my house.
Yeah.
So one of the other, the first item I bought from you was the yoga hoodie. It was very thin with the holes and it was like this beautiful dark denim. Oh my God. I still have it. I think I have like four hoodies from you now.
Thank you. Oh, that makes my little mermaid scale shimmer.
I love it. I love your stuff. So I was going to talk a little bit about the party. So if somebody wanted to book a party with you, the easiest way to do it is to go through your website, right?
We do have an online, our website is very, very easy to navigate. It's very easy. Right along the top, there's a top bar. It says book party. You can book a party like on the sidebar, the bottom. There's always ways to get you back to booking a house party because really the essence of the reason for having the bus is to have us come and do fundraisers and different school events and charities and house parties. It's just so different.
Mm.
Up to your house and we stay outside. We put up a very pretty table outside and we make it beautiful and people shop on the bus and outside and you can serve drinks and food. We don't mind. We just leave everything outside the bus. It's a really, really good couple of 2 to 3 hours that we stay and the women just have a blast and it's just something different to do.
That sounds so much fun. I mean, if she can come to your office at work, like, hello, that's so much fun. I was like, I wish I wasn't so far away because I'm like 3.5 hours from you.
Yes, you are.
So that's probably a little too far for you to travel, right?
We try to stay within an hour to 2 hours of right off Cape. So we figure from the bridge, we try to stay an hour to 2 hours from there.
Yep.
Because it's just a long ride with the bus and it's a big puzzler, as beautiful as she is, she likes her gas.
And who wouldn't want to go to Cape Cod, though? It's probably one of the most beautiful places in the world. So beautiful. So you offer stuff for babies and kids, and you call it tweens.
Yes, tweens.
I remember I bought, you were carrying Goodnight Pirate Ship. I don't know if you're still carrying that book.
Yes, we started carrying it, and then the store really close to us carried the full collection. Mm. So now we do events with him. We invite him to the store and have him do signings.
Aww.
We have a backyard. So next summer, we're going to have a lot of different artists come and have a tent out there. And we're going to ask them for a $25 donation, and we're going to donate the money to the National Marine Life Center. So he'll be one of the artists that will come and do a signing. And he's a Cape Codder. Did you know that?
No.
Yes. Yep. His name is Mark and he lives right in Sandwich.
Oh my God. I love it. You feature so many beautiful artisans and the quality of the stuff that you feature is absolutely gorgeous. The sunglasses.
Oh yes. Josh from Slick Shades.
Josh, we're shouting you out.
He just won an award too. We're all, the people in the community have to vote for the best new artist on Cape Cod. And, he won, I think it was a check for whatever amount of money he has to use to reinvest into his small business, which he just launched in like early last year.
Wow.
And he donates so much money to mental health, and every pair of sunglasses that is purchased, he gives $1 to plant a tree out in California. So, I mean, he's just a really neat, solid guy with a great mission and a great voice. And I love supporting him. I think he's amazing.
That's amazing. You do so much wonderful stuff and you include so many wonderful artisans. So thank you for that. I don't feel like we're represented well enough. They do so much work and so much beautiful stuff. And like, so that's so great that you support them.
I think it's a very small sandbox on Cape Cod. That's like my little thing is like, we're a small sandbox. We have to play in it together and we have to lift each other up when we're there and not break each other down. It's all about like working to make a great community and make it stronger.
Yes, being cooperative, right? Yeah. that's like my favorite word. Like the last month and a half, for some reason, that word keeps coming into my vocabulary, and I'm like,
really?
Yeah. I was like, this is like the best word ever. How did I not like get into it? So you have a beautiful cooperative of artisans and other people that feature their stuff in your boutique. Do you have any one that you really favor more than the other one, or do you like them all?
Any one of my favorite artists?
Mm.
I know one of your questions was going to be like favorite part of my line, but if
yes.
you're saying favorite artist, you know, like a mom, you're not supposed to have a favorite kid. So I can't really say that I have a favorite artist that I represent, but I do have to say I'm super proud to carry so many of them.
Yes.
And one of them has their own unique and inspiring story behind them, like Josh with his glasses. And I have this beautiful woman that does these gorgeous pottery bead bracelets called Sea Breeze Treasures. Her work is unbelievable.
Mm.
My friend Anya from Maritime Tribe. If you haven't seen Maritime Tribes, please go on my website and check her out. She makes these blankets anywhere in the world. She can put your map of where you are,
wow.
where your heart right on a blanket or a tie or a scarf, but the blankets are really like our best piece that we sell.
Yeah.
And they're the most delicious, cozy blanket, and you wrap yourself in them, and you like, so if someone's far from home, think about wrapping yourself up in your home.
It's just
it's such a beautiful, like beautiful thing.
That's
so
a sweet sentiment. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. So she loves all of you, by the way. That was a trick question. That was a trick question, Sherry. So that brings me in to talk about these three questions I love to ask my guests. I love to get them all off their seat and excited. So number one would be, what inspired you to open your business?
What inspired me? Well, I love to connect artists with people, and I love watching people discover things that bring them joy. Like when they walk into my store or my bus and they see that I carry something that's going to make them feel absolutely beach beautiful. That's my, like my favorite thing. They just, they come on the bus and they say, I won't be able to wear anything you carry. And I say, no, I carry sizes small through 4X. And they say, oh my gosh, I can wear your clothes. Or when a girl comes on this bus and says, I love mermaids, but I can never find anything that, in a color that works for me or a size that works for me. And I have all these options for somebody who just loves the beach, and they connect with my apparel, and they connect with my brand, and they connect with the artists that are on my mobile boutique. I love that. So I know that's not what inspired me at the beginning, but we kind of already talked about that. Mm-hmm. This is what keeps me inspired.
Yeah.
It keeps me, every time someone walks into my store and says, I'm looking for this, and I say, I have it, and here, put this on. You're going to feel so beautiful when you wear it.
No.
That's what keeps me inspired, and it keeps me moving forward and finding new ways of making people happy.
Oh, they can't see this, but I'm like holding my heart. I'm like, she's so sweet. She's even sweeter in person. I love it. So, yeah. Oh my God, you're leaving me speechless. I love it so much. So number two, out of all of the designs, what's your favorite item? I know we just talked about this. So let's tailor it to your specific items. Like you design most of these t-shirts, correct?
Right. So I have to be honest, my favorite design is always the one I'm working on next.
I love it. That is a true answer of an entrepreneur. You're never satisfied. Oh my God. You guys.
So I Get Naughty line, I started, yes. Oh my God, 5 years ago, I started Get Naughty. When I was at a craft fair, I saw this woman and she had this little sign that said Get Naughty. And I said, oh my gosh, I want to make that into a t-shirt. So that became like my classic line. Everybody loves my Get Naughty line. And then for Christmas, I came up with I'm on the naughty list, and I have this cute little mermaid sitting on an anchor, and naughty is spelled N-A-U-T-I.
Yes.
Hanging out on an anchor, and that's like my favorite holiday. So I wear those all the time. I probably have one on today. They're the best layering tanks. They're super comfy and cozy, and but they make people laugh. You know, they bring a smile to someone's face. And one of my golden rules of having my store is I'm not bringing in anything into my store that doesn't put a smile on my face.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, if I'm just doing it because it's going to sell, I don't want it in my store.
Right.
If it doesn't laugh, it doesn't bring me joy.
That's so, I have a funny story real quick about that. So I was wearing your Get Naughty. It's a blue hoodie and it's very pretty. And it has a big anchor on the back with Get Naughty on it. And I'm in the grocery store walking. And this older gentleman, probably well into his 60s, was like, he comes up to me and he's like, what does that mean? I'm like,
you want to.
I laughed so hard. I was like, oh my God, don't worry about it. And he laughed. So it was great. So your message, even 190 miles away, is still making its point. So I hope that gave you a little giggle today.
So a minister, my friend, wore it to church. She forgot what she had on. She was cold. She grabbed a sweatshirt and she brought it into church. And when she went up to get the host, the father said to her, do I need to give you two? Because she was naughty. He's like, do we need some extra today?
Oh, my goodness.
So it is a fun sweatshirt. It does. It makes people laugh. But, yeah, I think naughty would be my favorite part of my line.
Makes my cheeks hurt talking about it. So I know you don't have, like, a favorite item, but one of my favorite items that I picked up over the summer when I visited was the Beach Bum pomade for your hair.
Yes.
Oh. I'm right? Like, this stuff, like, my hair is gorgeous right now. They can't see this, but, like, it's usually, like, a frizz psychotic mess. And as soon as I put this on after I get out of the shower, it's, like, luxurious and beautiful, and it smells like macadamia nuts and, like, coconut oil. So
this to him, this podcast to him, because he is pretty involved in the environment and making sure that everything you put on your body isn't going to make you sick.
Yeah.
And everything that when you go into the ocean after putting this in your hair, it's not going to make the fish sick.
Really? And what is his name?
Oh, you know, that's really funny.
It's like Aqua something, though, the name of
the name of his business is Aqua 512.
512, okay. Does he have Facebook and stuff?
Oh my yes. God. Yes, you want to find him. It's Aqua 512, and you can see all of his different hairstyles and hair, like, amazing designs and colors. And he's really a trip. He walked into my store, him and his absolutely beautiful girlfriend, and I kept following her saying, oh my God, your hair smells so good. So while she was shopping, he and I were working out a deal for me to carry his products in my store because she smelled so good. And then I found out that the products in my hair are getting into the reefs and killing the reefs and killing the shellfish. And I said, oh my gosh, all this crap I put in my hair is also getting in my body.
Mm-hmm.
So I started carrying his line. All of a sudden, I'm buying from him. He's in my store and I'm buying from him. And I couldn't have been happier. Thank you for and I use it too. I love it. I love his products.
We're going to get him on the podcast because I love people that do things to make a difference in the world. And, like, even with you donating, like, 10% of your proceeds or using reusable bags and, like, just that little tiny bit is just enough to make an impact. So thank you to everybody out there who is very conscious of our environment because it's so important.
Yep.
So question three. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I'm so glad I'm not there in person. We'd never get through this podcast. Can you believe it? I almost went down to the Cape today, guys.
Oh my gosh.
We'd be here for like 2 hours. We'd be trying on clothes. We'd be doing all kinds of stuff. So,
soccer.
So question three was, how has being an entrepreneur satisfied your soul?
Hmm. I think knowing that I have inspired joy and happiness in literally thousands and thousands of women.
Mm-hmm.
That fills you in a way that I never knew. And until you asked me this question, but I didn't really think about it. This little spark that gets inside your gut and you wonder why the hell you wake up in the morning and work as hard as you do and do what you do. And that little spark that says, I'm going to make a difference in someone's day.
Mm-hmm.
One person's day, every day. Think of how many people you make feel better. And every day that joy that I give to someone else comes back to me. And that's what just is so soul satisfying. I wrote in my notes when I was thinking about this, I was like, it's soul satisfying juju juice.
Oh,
it's,
my.
It's like, all encompassing makes me so.
Juju juice, he says. Oh, I love that. Well, when you think about it, it's so hard to really articulate the words when it's so overwhelmingly inspiring to you and that you're helping all these amazing people. It's almost like you're vibrating out of yourself. And the fact that you get to inspire all these amazing people and provide them with beautiful products and clothing and just make their day for just even a moment, like putting on the pomade in the morning makes me happy. Like putting on your t-shirts make me happy. I bought
that's
this
a connection.
And it's a connection. And the fact that you're a mermaid and I'm a mermaid at heart and I love the ocean and it's inspiring to see somebody like you come on alive and go, I'm so happy today and I'm so exciting and like it just fuels me with energy. It's like, yes, like thank you for the tea, by the way. You guys can't see this. She's got a tea. I was like debating tea, but I'm actually drinking a wonderful glass of ginger libation. I highly recommend it. So that was it for the questions. The last part, you know, is to leave my wonderful listeners with a motivational quote or some kind of cliffhanger to get them thinking and their brains working. Because I love to leave them all excited. You know, that's the whole point of this.
I think that's great. I love getting – so I have this – really quickly, I have this five-minute journal that I do every morning and every night. And if you guys haven't seen this on Facebook yet, get it. It's the best $15 I ever spent. It's called the five-minute journal. And every morning it asks you something. It has a quote at the top of the page. And then it asks you a bunch of questions. So you have this quote, and then it guides you through these questions. And at the end of the night, you have to reflect on your answer. Mm. And it puts all this good energy inside of you all day long. So if I had to ask you something, I would like you for 2019, what is the one thing you can do to make yourself feel absolutely beach beautiful, love the fins you're in, and feel confident in everything you do? Like, what is that one thing that you can change or your mindset that you can change to make you feel that way in 2019?
Mm.
Because that right there, it's just so important to really look in the mirror and not see what's on the outside, but truly see what's on the inside. So what could you change to feel that way?
Mm, that is beautiful, Sherry. Stop it. You're going to kill my listeners.
You.
Let's see. I'll answer the question for you. What could I do to make myself feel beach beautiful? Probably trust in myself more. I know that's probably one thing people struggle with the most is really trusting themselves that they're on the right path. They're doing the right thing. It might not happen right this second. They might not get the gratification they need right this second, but it takes time. It takes time. So be patient.
Be patient. The universe has your back.
They do. And that's what I love about you too, is like, you're so about the universe. You're so about like law of attraction, like you're putting out what you want into the universe and you're hoping to get it reciprocated back in a good way, in a positive way. And so you're paying it forward with your customers, which is amazing, by the way.
Love my customers. You know, someone came to me when I owned the old company store. I had a radio commercial with my sister, and we were the biggest goofballs ever. And people would come from all over just to meet us because they'd hear this commercial, and they're like, we just had to get to know you. And then one woman drove 2 hours. She came running in just as we were closing, and she said, nope, I know you're closing. I just drove from Newport, and I just wanted to say, you strangers are friends I haven't met yet.
Oh my
God. And
I
know we're always going to be friends. And do you know we're still friends to this day?
I love that.
It was just one of those connections. She made that. She heard our voices. She made a connection with us. She had to meet us. She gave us hugs, and we still talk, and she brings my sister presents all the time. Just like, so sweet. So yeah, it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. Strangers, customers, they're just friends you haven't met yet. So these people that I meet on Facebook, they're not just Facebook acquaintances. They're really just, they're people. And you connect.
Yeah. We're mermaid friends. That's how I'm going to leave that. We're mermaid friends.
Yes, we are.
So I know that you're on Facebook. I know you're on Instagram. You have a website. You do a newsletter. So let's talk about how people can find you.
Find me in person so they can give me a hug. I'm like, Elf, Miley's my favorite.
She's on Route 28 in Dennis. You can come hug her anytime, right?
Yes, 855 Route 28 in West Dennis, right on the corner of 28 and 134. Facebook, we're Mermaids on Cape Cod. We also have an Instagram page, also Mermaids on Cape Cod. We do a blog called Cape Cod Wandering Mermaid, and there's a beautiful blog on there about gratitude. And if you go to the gratitude blog, it's right on my website. Everything's linked. If you go to the gratitude blog, my blogger, Just Beachy Jenny, mentions all the places that we support, all the places that support others, and all the different artisans that we represent. So that's really, really good one because it's all 6 months of our blog all put together in one so that you can discover all these amazing places to go on Cape Cod, artisans to see, places to eat. It's just a really, really great place to visit, and it's really close. You go to mermaidsoncapecod.com and then go to Cape Cod Wandering Mermaid.
I love that blog, by the way.
Thank you.
Tell her she's doing an amazing job.
I'm going to send her the link to this. She can hear it herself right from you.
Yay. You're doing an amazing job, by the way. And then, okay, so Facebook, Mermaids on Cape Cod. Instagram, Mermaids on Cape Cod. And you do a newsletter, which people can sign up for on the website.
Yep, it's the first pop-up. You'll get all of your... You'll get discounts and coupons and locations of where we're going to be. We have a calendar at the bottom of every website. It kind of slows down this time of year because January, February, and March, we close down the bus, but the online store will still be open.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're doing a special, buy one, get one 50% off all the Christmas gear.
Love it.
And it's only for the next 10 days. We're doing free shipping as well. So that's huge.
Yeah.
Free local shipping, free national shipping.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ship to Guam or any of the islands for free because it's just a lot. Sorry.
Sorry. yeah, I just got my my mermaid t-shirt, the waffle tee. I absolutely love it.
Love have yourself a mermaid little Christmas.
Yes. I love it. It's so cute. People were looking at it the other day and they're like, that is really cute. Like, I love the symbolism of it. Like, mermaid Christmas. Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, of course, because I'm a mermaid at heart. Duh. So anything else we want to leave these beautiful listeners with, our mermaid friends?
Thank you for listening. And if you have a dream, go for it. Just leap. The net appears. Trust me, I've had more businesses than I can count, and all of them have been wonderful and soul-fulfilling and happy and successful. And so try, just do something new for you in 2019 and go for it. You will succeed if you put your mind to it.
Anything is attainable. I promise you that. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for listening, guys. And thank you, Sherry, for coming on. And I will chat again soon.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Bye. Fins up.
Fins up.
Hey guys, did you know you could leave me a voice message? Head over to Anchor FM and look for The Creative Intuitive. Leave me a voice message and I'll feature it on the show.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.